Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. This is the text. A couple weeks ago, I made a reference to a fragment of the Gospel of Mark, which was discovered dating back to the first century, making it the oldest existing copy of any of the Gospels we have. We're still waiting for it to be verified. The world of archaeology moves really slow, and that's okay. Well, on Monday morning, trying to avoid the big news of the day, you know, the aftermath of the Super Bowl, I did a Google search of the major archaeological websites to see if there actually was any new news on anything that was, you know, interesting. Well, there really wasn't. Again, the world of archaeology moves very slow. Other than there was some work being done to restore, actually to reconstruct Herod's palace near the Dead Sea, where John the Baptist would have been imprisoned and killed. It is a place that is well known in history. Josephus mentions it in his historical annals as the place where John the Baptist was killed by Herod. There's so much there that we know about. It truly is amazing when you start looking at what evidence we actually have for the people of the Bible actually living there. You go back a couple months, I was looking back through the news, there was discovery of these clay seals called bullae that were used to seal official documents. And these clay seals were from the time of David and Solomon. And this it shouldn't be a big discovery, but it was. You know, these sorts of discoveries shouldn't be all that noteworthy because they discovered what they should have expected to discover. But here's the problem, is that many of the so-called experts, many of whom are well-funded representatives from universities throughout the world that are very hostile towards God, they have devoted their lives to promoting the notion that the Bible is not actual history. They did not expect to find these bullae, these clay seals from the time of David and Solomon. I'm not kidding. That's what the article was about. We were shocked. Because there are many of these self-proclaimed experts who have convinced themselves that David and Solomon were just mythological characters that the later Jews made up to justify their existence. The worst part is that many of these experts most likely did not want to find evidence of David and Solomon or of John the Baptist. Even though there has never been anything that has been unearthed that contradicts what Scripture says about the ancient world. Yet we have been plagued by many influential people, especially in the last 200 to 300 years, who have desperately tried to remove the evidence of God from before the eyes of the people. Their efforts have been effective in that lots of people have bought into these, you know, myths about what the ancient world was actually like. But thankfully, if you spend some time actually looking for the evidence of God, or the evidence to support the rather bold claims of the witness of Scripture, such as Jesus of Nazareth rose from the dead, the evidence is right there before your eyes. It is one of the blessings of having the internet these days. The critics of God have nothing to offer except empty ideas blowing in the wind. Truly, God is the one, as Isaiah said in our Old Testament reading, who brings princes to nothing and makes the rulers of the earth as emptiness. When he blows on them, they wither and the tempest carries them off like stubble. Do not worry about what people say when they mock the gospel. There have always been those who mock the gospel. That's what Psalm 1 is about. In the New Testament, you have warnings from St. Paul that there will come scoffers. It's inevitable that those outside of the kingdom will mock and scoff at what God has said. But as Scripture says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. Do not be burdened by the words of fools. These empty attacks, they're going to show up everywhere. They even showed up in this year's Super Bowl commercials. Did you catch the Carnival Cruise Line commercial? This plea for you to come back to the sea, because the sea is where we came from. That is implied that's where we evolved out of. And the evidence that they gave for this, well, the voice in the commercial claims that our blood contains exactly the same percentage of salt as seawater, therefore implying that we must have evolved out of the sea. Well, the reality is that salt levels in the ocean can range from less than 1% in the Baltic Sea on the north shore of Europe to 4% in the Persian Gulf. I don't know where the exactly came from. It amazes me how this sort of ignorance goes unchallenged in our culture. Yet the majestic voice claims, when we go back to the sea, we go back from whence we came. Empty ideas blowing in the wind. Well, on Monday, I spent my morning, that's usually my sermon writing day, or at least when I'd like to get a really good handle on it. So I was looking around for news, maybe something concrete that I could share with the people of God. And you know what I found? Well, on Facebook, my news feed was just filled with countless posts of this one video of Jimmy Fallon lip-syncing with Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart. I can't tell you how many of my friends had posted this. It was trending on the Yahoo homepage also. It was something that just dominated, the news feed I was looking at. So I watched it. And I didn't want to miss out. I mean, apparently it was something that was very, getting a lot of attention. People had been sharing it for a reason. It was funny. I don't know if it was worth 9 minutes of my office time Monday morning, but I didn't want to miss out. So I went back to searching for news. I found t-shirts for sale with the dancing sharks from the Super Bowl halftime show. And this is on Monday. They already had t-shirts of Left Shark for sale. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google Left Shark and you'll get to read more than you would ever want to read on that. But apparently the lack of dancing ability of the shark on the left during the Super Bowl halftime show was of great importance this week, because it certainly was in the news everywhere. When you look at how Satan has operated over the last few hundred years in particular, as I said before, Satan worked very hard to deceive the world with these empty ideas about God not being involved, or certainly not being necessary for life to begin or to continue on. And these empty ideas are now easily refuted by anyone who actually wants to take the time to look at the evidence. We did not come from the sea. Therefore, because those empty attacks are, you know, refutable by those who are willing to look at what is actually there before us. Satan has found a different and probably a better way of keeping you from hearing the gospel. It's what you do with small children when you want to keep them away from something. You distract them. I mean, every parent knows this trick. You know, parents can't survive without this trick. Our world has lost sight of what is necessary in life because we are so easily distracted. Ironically, the media obsession with popular news, it's driven by people's fear of missing out. It's why I watched the Jimmy Fallon clip. I didn't want to miss out. The ironic part of our culture's obsession with not missing out on any news of the day is that the majority has become obsessed with unimportant things, like dancing sharks. And therefore, the majority misses out on the best part of life. On Monday, I was trying to figure out what should be considered the biggest event, the biggest news of the day from last Sunday. Of all the things that happened last Sunday, what is the one thing that everyone should be talking about? Was it the Super Bowl game? Sporting events are simply a distraction. And I say this as someone who watches a lot of sports. I watched two basketball games last night because Louisville and Kentucky were both playing. I know that is my distraction. But whether it's a game on TV or the year-round sports leagues, it's all one big distraction. It's ultimately not important. So why do we watch? Why do parents sit at all of those games? We don't want to miss out. So if the game was not the biggest news from last Sunday, was it the Super Bowl commercials? They certainly got a lot of attention. Or maybe it was the dancing sharks. I seriously doubt that. Or even the archaeological discoveries supporting the history of the Bible. Not a whole lot of Twitter activity on that one. That wasn't exactly trending on the internet. But taking a step back, it was easy to see the biggest event, which offered the biggest reward last weekend. It happened right here. It happened in a lot of churches. It was the preaching of the gospel and the hearing of the gospel. The good news of salvation in Jesus Christ being proclaimed to the people of God and the people of God hearing and believing. Knowing that because Jesus of Nazareth died and rose again, we have conquered death. There is a reward. There is a prize that is more lasting than the Lombardi Trophy. Paul compares the preaching of the gospel to the Olympic-style Greek games. The athletes devoted their entire life to training for the games, for the opportunity to receive a laurel wreath. Dead plants, that's all they got. It didn't last. None of these things that we find so interesting in this world, it doesn't last. Let me ask you this. Who won the Super Bowl in the year 2005? It was only 10 years ago. I had to look it up. I had no idea. It was also the Patriots. 10 years from now, you're going to have to look up who won this year. It doesn't last. I mean, who won the Super Bowl 2 years ago? I had to look that one up also. And I really like football. But these things are not important. Paul's message is simple. Run the race that matters. Run the race with the imperishable prize, the one that lasts forever. God created you to be the object of His love. The Son of God came to earth and died to take away the guilt of your sin because you are a child of Adam. The Son of God has defeated death, which is the one and only victory that really matters. The Son of God has promised that just as He is risen from the dead, so shall you rise and live with Him for all eternity. Don't miss out on the best part of life, and you will only find it in the hearing of the gospel. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.